Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
The most important thing in this walk with God is the divine ability to say it and it happens. And let me tell you something, God's not studying your prayers. He could care less how you pray, when you pray, and what you pray. Hold your seatbelts. Some of you Luke 18 and 1 people, I can hear you already. Man ought to always pray. But God is not studying your prayers. He said in Mark 11, 24. God spoke to me. He said, I want you to raise up a nation that knows how to talk. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4, the Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned. The divine ability to know how to speak, when to speak, and what to speak, who to speak to. He wakened me morning by morning. He wakens my ear to hear. How many of you know in Proverbs, the word of God says, the Lord creates the hearing ear and the seeing eye. Somebody say something. All of your five senses, God wants to transmute. He wants to take them into the spirit realm. That's what faith is. Faith is the sense. To sense, to have enough sense, to sense Him. Shout!
Blog Talk Radio.
Well, there you have it. I don't know about you. I feel sanctified. I feel clean. I feel renewed.
Amen.
Better installed for you.
Come on, boy.
God has so
many great things
in store for
you.
Can't you see
many great
What?
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, my name is Elisha William Owensby. My dad will be with you shortly. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, there shall not any man be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Be strong and of good courage. Only be thou strong and very courageous. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night. May observe to do according to all that is written therein, and you shall have good success. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's my dad.
It's so important that we encourage ourselves. You know, so many times in society, with so many ideologies of separatism, and even in our churches, that there's a spirit of me and mine. This is our church, and you go to that church, and it's such a separatism in our society. Then we have the Pharisees and the Sadducees type spirits in religion. And then we have the political separations that we see our children see. And, you know, the Republicans against the Democrats, and so on and so on. And then we have the independents. And then we hear constantly of different classes of people. You know, I'm one that have never agreed, even from a young lad. It's something about being called a minority that I threw up. I spit it out of my mouth. It didn't set right in my spirit. And some people don't accept and calling themselves a minority. Well, great is he that is in me. I don't know about you, then he that is in the world. When the prophet was approached by hundreds of false prophets, anytime you have God in you, you are a majority. I didn't say superiority, majority. So we have the first class, the middle class, the poor class, and all of these classes. And man needs to go back to class, God's class. And there's one class, as far as I'm concerned, the human class. So I'm not with all of this isms and schisms. And yeah, it's time out for that. I tell my son, he's 8 years of age, and I tell Elisha that there are people of age, but they're still an adolescent. We got 40-year-olds, 50-year-olds, 60-year-olds, but they're still an adolescent. There are people who think because they are a certain color that they're better than everybody else. I'm talking about on all sides. I don't have a white, black mentality, so don't even start. I want you to be receptive. I'm not sent to those that are well. I am sent to those that need healing. And so if you open your heart, you will receive what the Holy Spirit has given me now. Now, if you don't want to receive it, no harm done. God bless you and I love you. But to those that are tired of the norm, those that are tired of the same old, I'm sent to you. Those who have a hunger and a thirst for the things of God, those who have a serious crave, you know, just like at White Castle, the crave. But they're talking about the natural food. But those who have a crave for God, I'm telling you, I am sent to you. And I want you to know that I'm going to say something. I want you to repeat after me. I can see you in the spirit. You're so welcome to call in, 818-431-8553. This is Roderick Owensby. Say this with me. What people think of me is none of my business. Go ahead and say it. What people think of me is none of my business. See, one of the things that has been inspired to my thought life from the Holy Spirit is simply thinking that it's our business what people think about us. It's not our business. The prophet Samuel was weeping about King Saul that's been anointed as king, and God told him to get up and go anoint Saul as king. Well, the time came where Saul was rejected by God because he disobeyed. And God let Samuel know, hey, they're not rejecting you, they're rejecting me. Once we understand that when it comes to the kingdom of God, it's not my business what people think about me. And so, even when it comes to family folk, it's no longer my business. I feel so free. I wanted to share this with you. We're just getting started. I want to show you how this way of thinking it will reconcile with truth and peace and spiritual growth and integrity. And furthermore, we will achieve this impeccable thought pattern, way of thinking. And it's nothing more than what Christ taught. And learn how. Come on, people. We must learn how to avoid the pitfalls of crazy makers, gossip mongers, chaos junkies. We got people who are chaos junkies. You know, there are some people who wake up in the morning before they go to work. They have to have a cup of coffee. There are, at the same time, there are people who have to have a cup of gossip. Do you not know there are people who live, who breathe, who move to slander others? Don't you know there's big businesses that's built, billion-dollar businesses every year that's built on lies? Many parts of our society has been built on lies, not truth. Well, we don't have to fret. God has given us a mastery, and I want to share it with you. One of the things that stops many of God's people from being successful, now mind you, success is not a home. It's not about where you live, what you drive, what you wear. And I'm in Matthew 6. Success is simply having God as your Father, God working for you. You are serving God. You become his friend by faith. It's only by faith that you could become a friend of God. Abraham was a friend of God. So therefore, Jesus said, henceforth, I'm not calling you servants anymore, but I'm calling you friends. This is part of the coming of Jesus Christ, was to establish a peaceable friendship between man and God. So this is available to every person who will believe. You are a friend of God. Go ahead and say it. I am a friend of God. But let me tell you something. Being a friend of God, oh, why would you consider what others are saying about you? They have the time to talk about you because they don't have the time to pray. And then one of the things that gossipers will do, those who are envious and jealous, they will be in denial of the very fact that they do find their little corner and their little private meetings time to discuss your life, because they have none. Now I'm talking to somebody that's you feeling like, oh God, who am I? Who? Why was I born? What is my purpose in life? Come on. And you have those that really don't understand that this is a big world. And everybody needs to be ministered to. There's an audience for what I'm saying. And I know you're listening. And I know you're saying, thank God for the word of God. Listen, some of you go to churches where you feel like you are nobody because you don't shout the way other folks shout. You don't speak in tongues the way other folks speak in tongues. So what? So what? God chose you because you are unique. You are uniquely designed by God to worship Him in spirit and in truth. So what do? How do you avoid the pitfalls of crazy makers? People who make this love. Don't you know some folk are addicted to drama? Mm-hmm. I'm serious. I mean like a drug. It's a drug to start. You got folk like that on your job. They just have to look and see how they can make somebody look bad. Come on. You got people like that in your churches. They just plot like a lion that's hungry. They plot, how can I make somebody look less than me? Come on. Yeah, really. There are people who sleep, wake up with the same mind. I often wonder, how can you go to sleep and wake up the same way? But there are people who are professional slanderers. I mean, they are after to slander anybody that they can because they have a father, and his name is Satan. So the devil is the author of confusion. So how do you avoid the pitfalls of crazy makers, gossip mongers, and those who are chaos junkies and drama, the drama triangle? You know, people will ask you questions just to see what your answer is. That's why I'm always ready. I'm always on my toes. I'm ready to answer every man concerning my faith. I have no problem answering. I don't know how many can handle the answer, but you have to get to the point where you know your relationship with God. Don't let nobody make you feel less than who you know you are. And some of you need to take a break from kinfolk. And, you know, kinfolk miss you when you're not around them. But when you come around them, they return to the same spirit. So sometimes it's good to steal away and just get away from folk. Take a vacation in the Holy Ghost. Why? Because some people will never change. You may not believe it, but there are some people who will never change. They love the way they are. They like it. They like it. So how do you avoid? Well, you have to change. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Let this mind be in you. Hear this now. Which was also in Christ Jesus, who thought it not robbery. He didn't think it was anything wrong with him being equal with God. That shocked some people. Well, what son that's on earth that does not want to be like his father, good or bad? Good or bad? What daughter that does not have some type of desire to be like her mother, good or bad? Yeah. Do you or have you spent a large portion of your life ensuring that people like you? Have you bent over backwards for people you may not even know, only to try to get them to like you? Do you have, or have you ever extensively worried whether someone likes you or not? If you seem to find yourself in a never-ending circle of not feeling good, or not liking yourself due to what others think about you. What do rumors and gossip have to do with the truth? What if the rumor or the gossip is based in truth? What if the rumor is true altogether? Is it then okay to continue gossiping or relaying to the rumor? Of course it's not. Are you sick of being controlled and manipulated by people that's in your lives until you become overwrought and you come to a breaking point? If you think someone dislikes you or purposefully try to do things to make them like you, if you try to impress people, listen, let me tell you some people. One thing that you really need to understand, don't seek praises of people. Don't try to have people
praise what you do. If you're doing good, do it and do it unto the Lord. Have you ever pretended to be different or someone you weren't in order to fit in? Listen, don't ever do that. Be who God made you. And if people don't like that, kinfolk or not, or acquaintances, then you once you come of age, you have to make your own decision. You have to make your own decision, and you can't sit up and worry. You know, I'm so glad that I am free. I want you to be free as I am. Because if you ponder too much on what people think about you, it will weigh you down. I am free. Say it with me. I am free. I want you to be free. Because you know what? It's no longer your business what people think. Isn't that good? Don't you feel free? Praise God. Don't you feel like a burden lifted up? Because you made it your business to care what others think about you. You made it your business. I mean, you got your office set up, got your secretary, got your staff. And you live your life in caring about what people think about you. And it has caused your household to be in an uproar. It has caused your life to be messed up. You know, me and my Queen Katrina is one thing we don't believe in. We stand together. And you ever been around people, they got a funny spirit? They act funny toward you? And when you feel that funny spirit, and then the same folk who had that funny spirit, they said, no, we're not talking about you. Yes, you are. You don't just wake up and get a funny spirit about somebody. You get a funny spirit from conversations about a person. That's how you get a funny spirit. And what you do with that funny spirit, you laugh at it because it's funny. Praise God. It's a funny spirit. You ever heard folks say, my money is funny? I've never seen money laugh, but I have seen funny spirits from people. And that's why I said it before, I don't apologize. Parents are responsible for many of the evils in the world. You have parents who have taught their children that they're superior, and yet they act like they're morally right. You have parents of all races. I'm not talking to one race. All races, all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You got some races. How you got all these people feeling the same way for hundreds of years? Because it's being taught in the home. You're better than this person because of the color of their skin. You're better than this person because you live in this neighborhood. Rich or poor bleed alike. So, by the same token, we have religious segregation. You know, if you believe God this way, then you can't be a part of me. Yeah, you can come, but you never will be a part. You know when you're not a part of something. You can feel when you're not a part of something. Don't ever let nobody make you think you're crazy because of how they feel about you. Don't do that. Because I'm going to tell you something. People are in denial when they're gossipers. That's one of the first characteristics of a gangsaying person. A gossiper. Denial.
I know what the Bible says to me.
remorse. Be released from the opinions of other people. If you think someone dislikes you, do you try to do things to make them like you? Despite societal expectation, we focus on how to begin the perception shift necessary for this freedom to occur. We need the freedom from other people's thoughts. Listen, God gave you a mind for your own thoughts. Be free this day. The opposite of freedom and release from other people's opinion is bondage and control due to their opinions. You know, there are so many people who are in bondage to other people's thoughts of them. I mean, I've seen it. I've seen it in churches, on the job. I mean, just like Frankenstein and Igor. I mean, there are people who are in bondage. So, if you're currently at the whim of what people say or do and don't know how to get out from under that enslaving mindset, you have to understand the liberty of God. Once you understand the liberty of God, the solution to not worry about what people think about you is to think well about yourself. When you do this, you will not constantly need to look to outside sources or at least people to fill your bucket. But if you seem to find yourself in a never-ending circle of not feeling good and caring too much about other people's opinion of you, and you seem to be walking in low self-esteem, I've been there, even without realizing it. I mean, some folk that don't have a pot to piss in, and you're sitting there worried about what they think about you. I mean, if you want to see some of the cruelest people, the most envious people, are those who claim to love God. Oh, yeah, cruel. So what you have to do, you have to rise up and say, wait a minute, who am I subject to? You're either subject to God or people. You have to, all of us have to rise up and say, wait a minute, I was born with a purpose. I was born with a destiny. You know, we all have internal vessels that comprises the who we are. Some of us were either as children or as young adults have a filter occupying our perception that have us constantly searching for external solutions to fill our buckets. Those temporary solutions can take the form of alcohol, drugs, approval addiction, inappropriate relationships, or anything else that is temporary but harms us in the long term. How many people in inappropriate, bad relationships? You know, we want to talk about, folk want to sit up and judge marriages. I mean, you got some people that you're not married to, but you have a soul tie. You can have a soul tie with a person that you're not even sleeping with and have a jacked up, unhealthy relationship. And one of the ways you know you have an unhealthy relationship is you're around drama all the time. So you have to rise up and say, my God, why am I spending all these years? Some folks just hang out at other folk house and just sit up and look at each other all day. I mean, it's quite boring. One thing I don't get bored with is my family. I have a different constitution. It's constantly a joy to be with my wife, Katrina, and our children and our three puppies. Children are a heritage and a blessing of the Lord. There's too many positive things for for you, ladies and gentlemen, to think about than to think about what somebody thinks about you. And let me tell you something. You know something worse than a gossiper? I'll be back in a moment. This is Roderick Owens B.
You that pray in the spirit, the only reason God gave you the gift to pray in the spirit, so that he can give you some understanding through the spirit, so that the spirit can tame your tongue. He can do abundantly above all that you ask or think. Nobody ever asks anything without thinking first. Now this is what's hindering your prayers. Some of you are thinking wrong, so your asking is off. So listen to the times and let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. It's not robbery to be equal with God. Honey, if I tell my son to go in and tell my other son to shut up and go to sleep, he's not going speaking for me, he's going as me. God don't need your mouth. The word of God said in St. John 16, verse 12, Jesus said, I have yet many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. How bear with he, the spirit of truth, this time he will guide you into all truth. He, here comes faith now. He will not speak of himself. Peter said, why have you lied to the Holy Ghost? I'm going to move in my mind again. Hey! Woo! I love it. Are you getting it?
Hi, my name is Elisha William Ornsby. My dad will be with you shortly. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, there shall not any man be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Be strong and of good courage. Only be thou strong and very courageous. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night. May observe to do according to all that is written therein, and you shall have good success. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's my dad, Roderick Owens.
And you know, socially, I notice it a lot. Instead of people correcting a person that brings a slander about somebody, they will add fuel to the fire, if you will, by agreeing with that person, entering into a conversation, a verbal covenant that they agree. Here comes somebody to you and they're upset with somebody else, and all of a sudden you're going to accept their anger, and now you're looking at the person that your friend is upset with, and now you're mad at your friend's friend or your friend's enemy for no reason, all because you're so silly, until instead of you saying, listen, don't bring me that mess, don't bring me that garbage, I don't want to hear it. No, what's worse than a gossiper is a gossiper receiver. Uh-huh. And then now you sit around, have an attitude against somebody who's done nothing to you, all because you so codependent upon this friend, instead of losing this friend, you'll go ahead and listen to this person run down someone else. You're worse than a gossiper. And I, with love, rebuke you. You know, sometimes you have to correct your parents. Sometimes parents get of age and the children get grown, and people have this false respect for parents. Some children, if I could say this, you'll send your parents to hell because you're too afraid to say, Mama, you're wrong. Daddy, that's wrong. So let's not be afraid to speak and tell the truth.
and the weight of the glory comes from you. Teach your people, lead the people into all of the gratitude that you have towards your Maker. I love you.
I love you too. I wonder, my queen, my dove, what was I thinking or dreaming or had visions about when the great God created you? Where were my thoughts? What was in my subconscious and my conscious mind? And then all of a sudden I awaken out of a deep slumber, a deep sleep, and I saw you. My womb has came alive. Woman, I said. Woman, I said. Woman, my great helper. You are such a help to me, likened unto the Holy Spirit that comes to help us when I am despaired about life's complex situations. I look upon thee and I see a beauty that is not just one dimensional, but I see three dimensions of love. My dear, I found favor in you. What is marriage without your favor, my queen? I praise you for simply being you.
And I honor you for being you. It is good to be with you.
This sister had dealt with those who said they loved God, but they had conditional love toward her. And watch this. As long as she did what was necessary for those involved to feel empowered, she was important. However, as soon as she would speak her mind, then she was the enemy. Are you around people like that? And as long as you be what they want you to be, you know, some people get a sense of empowerment. You know, look at a car. The greatest thing on the car is the engine. Some people see the wheels and what color it is and how it looks. You know, it's like the man that went to purchase a car. He saw in the newspaper that they had this fabulous car. Not a scratch was on it, it was said. Not a dent. I mean, the body was brand new. New paint job. Double paint job. Shining wheels. Everything inside was crisp. I mean, this car was awesome. It looked good, but there was not an engine in it. It was empty. It was just a shell. We say by cliche, by tradition, this person we meet for the first time is a nice person. This person is a good person. Let me explain something. We all are good people in the making. We all are nice people in the making. We all are compassionate in the making. So whether you say it or not, but at least in your mind, when you meet a person for the first time, your impression of them is sweet and kind. Know that it is in the making. Know that. Don't ever let nobody make you think you're crazy because of how they feel about you. Don't do that. Because I'm going to tell you something. People are in denial when they're gossipers. That's one of the first characteristics of a gangsaying person. A gossiper. Denial.
I know what the Bible says to me. He's a gossiper.
Yes, he has.
Yes, he has.
That's Jay Moss. Be released from the opinions of other people. If you think someone dislikes you, do you try to do things to make them like you? Despite societal expectation, we focus on how to begin the perception shift necessary for this freedom to occur. We need the freedom from other people's thoughts. Listen, God gave you a mind for your own thoughts. Be free this day. The opposite of freedom and release from other people's opinion is bondage and control due to their opinions. You know, there are so many people who are in bondage to other people's thoughts of them. I mean, I've seen it. I've seen it in churches, on the job. I mean, just like Frankenstein and Igor. I mean, there are people who are...
You see, I used to be stressed and depressed and down with no confidence, spiritually unstable and emotionally petulant. And then I read I have an everlasting name and that God is consistent. He knew me before I was formed in my mother's belly. His love is persistent. His love is not contingent on my status or my rank. He loves me the same whether I'm a sinner or a saint. I just have to learn to walk by faith. It was a little challenging at first because I didn't know my place. But that's why now I can praise him for his grace. Because since I'm a new woman, my past has been erased. And since God is not a man, he doesn't throw my mistakes in my face. They've been replaced with a covenant of truth. He redeemed my life from destruction and has restored my youth. So now in my prosperity, I shall not be moved. I've been taken from the belly of the beast and I'm full of virtue. The angels are encamped all around me. You can just see their residue. My life is living proof to God's word being active. The enemy tried to keep me sin conscious. My flesh had my spirit captive. But since I have an expected end, I'm no longer distracted. And since the enemy doesn't triumph over me, the old life is no longer attractive. So now I am beautified like a dignified bride. Purified.
Well, there you have it. I don't know about you. I feel sanctified. I feel clean. I feel renewed.
Amen.
Have you ever pretended to be different or someone you weren't in order to fit in? Listen, don't ever do that. Be who God made you. And if people don't like that, kinfolk or not, or acquaintances, once you come of age, you have to make your own decision. And you can't sit up and worry. You know, I'm so glad that I am free. I want you to be free as I am. Because if you ponder too much on what people think about you, it will weigh you down. I am free. Say it with me. I am free. I want you to be free. Because you know what? It's no longer your business what people think. Isn't that good? Don't you feel free? Praise God. Don't you feel like a burden lifted up? Because you made it your business. And you live your life and caring about what people think about you. And it has caused your household to be in an uproar. It has caused your life to be messed up. You know, me and my queen, Katrina, is one thing we don't believe in. We stand together. And you ever been around people, they got a funny spirit? They act funny toward you. And when you feel that funny spirit, and then the same folk who had that funny spirit, they said, no, we're not talking about you. Yes, you are. You don't just wake up and get a funny spirit about somebody. You get a funny spirit from conversations about a person. That's how you get a funny spirit. Praise God. It's a funny spirit. You ever heard folks say my money is funny? I've never seen money laugh. But I have seen funny spirits from people. Listen, I said it before. I don't apologize. Parents are responsible for many of the evils in the world. You have parents who have taught their children that they're superior, and yet they act like they're morally right. You have parents of all races. I'm not talking to one race. All races, all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You got some races. How you got all these people feeling the same way for hundreds of years? Because it's being taught in the home. You're better than this person because of the color of their skin. You're better than this person because you live in this neighborhood. Rich or poor bleed alike. So by the same token, we have religious segregation. You know, if you believe God this way, then you can't be a part of me. Yeah, you can come, but you never will be a part. You know when you're not a part of something. You can feel when you're not a part of something. Don't ever let nobody make you think you're crazy because of how they feel about you. Don't do that. Because I'm going to tell you something. People are in denial when they're gossipers. That's one of the first characteristics of a gangsaying person. A gossiper. Denial. Roderick and I have enjoyed talking to you. Going to continue this conversation tomorrow. God bless you. Be encouraged. And remember, understand this. You are not limited to what others feel about you. It doesn't matter. It's not your business anymore. Make sure that you make it not your business to worry about what others say about you or even think about you.